I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Friday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2 in Clues Hall on the Butler campus, the Indianapolis Opera presents Giacomo Puccini's Tosca. Our guest is bass David Swain. David's still working on a degree at Indiana University, and he recently was seen in The Barber of Seville and in La Boheme, but he's also working professionally. David, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, David, when people think of Tosca, they think of Tosca, the celebrated singer. They think of Cavaradossi, the painter. They think of the villain of all villains, Scarpia, the chief of police. What they sometimes forget is Cesare Angelotti, the former consul of the Republic, and a person around whom the entire story forms. If there's a MacGuffin in Tosca, it's you. You're it.
Yes, yes, indeed.
You're the person around whom the entire drama works, and at the same time, people sometimes just don't quite give you the respect that you deserve.
Well, it is more or less a small role. There are not very many notes to sing to the role, and so a lot of times when people look at it as far as like how many notes to sing and how many things that they do on stage, Angelotti just has such a small part as far as that goes that a lot of people overlook how important he is to the story.
Yes, indeed, David. And whenever the story flags or whenever there's a question of dramatic tension, what happens? We begin to worry about Angelotti.
Exactly.
He appears early in the opera and really gets things started in really a very interesting scene.
Yes, it's very funny because he's the first character on stage and is the person who starts off the entire dramatic intent for the opera.
We're talking with David Swain, who's playing the role of Angelotti in the upcoming production of the Indianapolis Opera's Tosca. And we're talking about the character of Angelotti, a person who's key to the drama, but sometimes doesn't make it into the top three in terms of the headlines. You mentioned that this is not a role that's going to give you an aria that you might use perhaps as an audition. At the same time, as an actor, it's a bit of work.
Yes, it is. It's one of those characters that requires thought about it, and you have to prepare how you're going to run on stage, because this man has been in prison for several months, if not years, as well as he has been nobility. So even coming on stage at times, you can look at it and be like, well, is he supposed to be standing up tall like a nobleman? Is he supposed to be like a prisoner? And so there are complex issues along with that, as well as when he's starting out and he's running in, how out of breath is he? How far did he have to run? I mean, those kinds of things also play into it.
The Indianapolis Opera's production is conducted by James Carraher. The stage direction is by Joachim Schamberger. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things has he told you about your role?
He has given me some ideas as far as how the character is supposed to sound, like how he's, if he's supposed to be, you know, more older or out of breath. I mean, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with David Swain. He's currently finishing up a degree at Indiana University, but at the same time, he's on stages. And this coming weekend, he plays the role of Cesare Angelotti, the former consul of the Roman Republic, in Tosca by Giacomo Puccini. Performances by the Indianapolis Opera are Friday nights at 8 and Sunday afternoons at 2 in Clues Hall on the Butler campus. I'm George Walker.